The passage that I feel reflects my life is a passage in Mark 8, and you all know it when I read it. It says, and calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory to his Father with the holy angels." Essentially, this passage is talking, Jesus is talking to us about two ideas of life, two different ways of looking at life. One describes a life that's self-centered, that focuses on the present world, which certainly describes my life prior to coming to Christ. And I thought at that moment, which you'll hear my story a little bit more, I thought at that moment that that will ultimately save me. I really believed if I could chase after this dream, chase after the wind, I really believed with all of my heart that I was going to be saved. I was going to have some sort of salvific experience if I could attain something. I wasn't exactly sure what it was, but I thought that if I could get to where I wanted to, the pinnacle of my dream, which was fame and fortune essentially, that I would be saved from what I didn't know exactly, but I was going to be saved. So, unfortunately, Jesus says, in reality, you lose your life. You lose eternal life with God by choosing that route. That was the route that I chose. And like Solomon said in the sermon, I hated life. I ultimately got to the point where I chose to do everything, seeking after this dream, seeking after baseball, seeking after fame, seeking after fortune, seeking after women, seeking after alcohol, seeking after drugs. And ultimately, I hated life because that's what I thought was going to bring life. Life number two, you give up the self-centered life of rebellion against God. Right? That's where I'm assuming most of you are as believers. This means that we lose our life. You lose that former life. If we give it up, we give up that former life for the sake of the gospel and for Jesus, God will save us. We will have saved our life.